Yeah, I think watching my film, that was kind of the first step, going back and watching some areas where I was working with Jordan Palmer, so figuring out where I could improve. And we really want to just work on consistency in my footwork and in my base, and I think that would lead to consistency in everything else, accuracy and being able to deliver the ball. So really starting from the ground up, and it's been going really well. Just being able to focus on it for 6 to 8 weeks now consistently has been awesome, and seeing a lot of strides there. So it's very promising for me. It's good moving forward. I think, again, I answered it earlier. I think I had a great bunch of guys around me, a lot of older guys who played and really brought me along. The system fit great, and it was one of those things where I had an opportunity to come in, and I had a guy like Allen Robinson to throw to, who everyone's seeing what he can do. So I had a lot of people around me that made it a good transition for me and allowed me to kind of grow in myself and own the offense. We'll see. Again, I think my focus is just coming in here, being the best prospect I can be and impressing as many teams as possible. No, I wouldn't say there's a chip on my shoulder. My biggest fear is just not being able to reach my full potential. And I think being able to work on my game in for 6 to 8 weeks with Jordan and really improve and make strides in that area and see where I think my ceiling is and where my potential can take me, it's really exciting. And that's how I like to focus on it and I think about it. I just want to be the best player I can be. And whatever I have to do, the steps I have to make, the sacrifices I have to make sure I get there, I'm willing to do it. So that's my mindset going into it. But I've never been a guy who really plays with a chip. I just want to be the best football player I can be and help whichever team I land at win as many games as possible. I think having that base, playing in that system was huge. Just talking terminology-wise, the tape that I watched, things that I had access to. He had just gotten done coaching Tom Brady, who was one of the best to play the game, right? So, I think that was great. And having that at 18, huge transition for me. But having that expectation and all those tools available and being able to go in and tap those resources, I think really helped me develop a good base just in terms of football knowledge, defensive knowledge, and something that I've tried to continue to expand on. And I think having to change systems was huge for me as well, just being able to pick that up and translate things and see what crosses over. So I think overall the entire experience was really a huge positive for me. It was a lot of things that people look at as a ton of adversity, but it's stuff that you're going to deal with, at this level, and you see it year in, year out, changing systems, new coaches, new personnel. So I think it was a great experience for me, and having the opportunity to do that at 18, 19 years old and go through that experience at that age, I think it's only prepared me for the rest of my career.